is the esteemed panelists for their insights today and appreciate the positive acknowledgement of the High Commissioner in his opening remarks on Malaysia's effort. We recognize the need to address the world drug problem through a comprehensive, balanced and holistic approach. Malaysia has implemented a series of measures to help individuals struggling with substance abuse and dependency. This includes, first, actively embracing harm reduction approaches with a primary focus on mitigating HIV infection rates. Second, introducing alternative measures for the rehabilitation of drug abuser and dependents through community-based programs and aftercare initiatives. And third, actively engaging various in assessing the feasibility of integrating medical treatment and rehabilitation methods to address drug dependency. We remain committed to continue engaging with all stakeholders as we work towards a more compassionate and community-based approach in accordance with the relevant national policy. However, while these measures primarily concentrate on providing treatment for individuals struggling with substance abuse and drug addiction, drug trafficking remains a serious concern for Malaysia as they have profound negative effects on our communities, especially for young people. Effectively curtailing these problems necessitates coordinated and integrated international cooperation among countries of origin, transit and destinations, as well as balance between law enforcement and harm reduction policies. We seek your insight on practical strategies to strive an effective balance, adopting a human rights perspective while safeguarding national security when addressing the world drug problem. Thank you.
I take you, Madam, on behalf of Malaysia.